Welcome back to After the Mishnah, Avos Perakei Mishnah Yadzayin. This Mishnah and Mishnah Yomi is being learnt Erev Shabbos Parshas Korach, and there can't be a more appropriate time to learn this Mishnah. Kol machloikes shehi l'shem shamayim sefel hiskayim, v'she'eina l'shem shamayim ein sefel hiskayim. A machloikes which is l'shem shamayim will have a lasting effect. A machloikes which is not l'shem shamayim ein sefel hiskayim will not have a lasting effect. Ezu machloikes shehi l'shem shamayim, zu machloikes hilol v'shamay. V'she'eina l'shem shamayim, zu machloikes korach v'chol hadasai. What's a machloikes which is not l'shem shamayim? The machloikes of korach v'chol hadasai, this week's parsha. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichas Moser brings the Rambam's pirush to this Mishnah. And the Rambam says as follows, Ki mi sheyechalek loy lekavona stiras divrei chaveray. Someone who fights and argues without the intention contradict what his friend says, or to say the opposite of his friend's opinion. He wants to know, he really wants to understand the truth. His words, his thoughts, his opinions will be everlasting. Chaim Shmulevitz says, we learn from this Rambam, a klal gadol v'yisoidi, to know and to understand what a machlokes l'shem shamayim is, and what a machlokes which is not l'shem shamayim. When you have two sides that are prepared, that each one will listen to the words of his friend. And if one of them sees and realizes that the one he's fighting with, the one he's arguing with, is more on track, is heading in the right direction, is more on target, is saying the truth, he will agree to his opinion. And the only reason why he was arguing with him in the first place was because he thought that what he was saying, his idea, was the correct one and the truthful one. But once he realizes that the other side's ideas, the other side's opinions are the truth, he'll agree to that side. That's a machlekes l'shem shamayim. And if not, that's a machlekes which is in l'shem shamayim. Like the Rambam says, if the only reason why you're fighting is not to say like your friend, to contradict what your friend is saying, to contradict their ideas, on that the Torah says, v'lo yiyeh k'korach v'cha adasai. In machlokes l'shem shamayim, every person is prepared and goes in willing to listen to what his friend has to say. He wants to reach the kernel of truth. On the other extreme, you have situations where you're not willing to listen to the other side and you're not interested to know what the truth is. That's a machlokes, which is ein l'shem shamayim, and on that the Mishnah says it's ein sofel l'skayim.